Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 27th of March, 2020, from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island, plus background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, three new cases, so 29 with COVID-19 and two in Nobles Hospital on the island. Details from this afternoon's coronavirus conference. 20 Manx people are stranded abroad and want to come back. Two arrested for breaking self-isolation rules. Isai Scheinberg in trouble in America. How are things in Jersey with COVID-19 as well?
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. First of May, Ed Oldham.
Faster May, an island-wide temporary speed limit of 40 miles per hour is being enforced from midnight. This applies to de-restricted roads and ones which normally have 60 and 50 mile per hour limits. It's also, the post on the social media reminds people that the 40 limit obviously doesn't apply to 20 and 30 mile per hour zones. They remain as they are. Signs will not be marked or changed at this time due to resources. No further cases of coronavirus were confirmed at this afternoon's government media conference. It means the total remains at 29, which it reached this morning with the announcement of three further ones. Two people remain in hospital, while the other 27 are self-isolating at home. A representative of the Manx Retailers and Logistics Providers has issued reassurances about the island's food supply chains. Andrew Corry, who's the area manager for the Manx Cooperative Society, appeared as part of the government's coronavirus media briefing this afternoon. We'll hear more from him on update shortly. Further afield, three of the men tasked with leading the UK through the coronavirus pandemic are now doing so in isolation from home. The Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Health Secretary Matt Hancock, have revealed they've both tested positive for COVID-19, while England's Chief Medical Officer Chris Whitty is also working from home after he started to show symptoms of the illness. And the total number of deaths related to the disease in the UK has risen by 185. In total, 769 have been recorded. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Got up, my Ed. Thank you, Ed. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning in operation in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. On the island tonight, dry with an increasing northeasterly breeze. 6 degrees, the overnight minimum temperature. Chasan, dry and sunny intervals for Saturday with a fresh to strong northeast wind. 8 degrees top temperature, down to 2 through the night. Jaduni, Sunday dry and sunny, brisk winds and the top temperature of 7. Sunset tonight 14 minutes to 7. Low water 26 minutes past 7. High waters at 22 minutes past 1 a.m. Sunrise Saturday morning at a minute to 6. Remember, the clocks go forward this Sunday. And low water for Saturday morning is at 13 minutes to 8.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
An island-wide speed limit of 40 miles per hour is temporarily being enforced from midnight tonight. 40 miles an hour. Chief Minister Howard Quayle made the announcement during this afternoon's coronavirus briefing from government. It's to prevent any major trauma on the roads and to ease the demand on the island's health service and hospitals. Police say one high-speed crash would take up multiple beds and the staff that are required elsewhere and would also require multiple emergency services personnel. Joining the Chief Minister at the media conference today was Andrew Corry, Area Manager for the Manx Co-op. Here's what he had to say.
I would first like to thank all food retail colleagues for working hard to keep the island fed. You are doing a fantastic job and it is very much appreciated. I would also like to thank their families for supporting them in the important job that they are doing. Trust me when I say that these colleagues are like my family to me and their safety is my number one priority. I will look after them, as will other business leaders on the Isle of Man. All food suppliers are now working together to keep the island fed, also with government. There is plenty of food and the supply chain is solid. I would also like to take this opportunity to give a big shout out to the Manx businesses such as Ramsey Bakery, Isle of Man Creameries, Isle of Man Meats, who are doing a sterling job in keeping the supply lines going of their products. At the moment, fresh foods are being prioritised and ambient supplies will see recovery over the next week or so. And you will slowly see item restrictions being removed in stores as the situation improves. I have some simple messages for the Manx people. There is no need to panic buy. Buy only what you need. Respect store colleagues, as the Chief Minister has said, and they will do the same for you. Also, respect the social distancing measures we've put in place. They are there for your protection and the protection of our colleagues. Shop for your elderly and vulnerable neighbours so they don't have to. Don't forget to keep using small Manx businesses as well, so they are still there for you when this is over. This includes shops as well as cafe and restaurant delivery and collection services. Finally, please all think of what you can do to help. Don't stand on the sidelines and volunteer to help wherever you can.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's 24 minutes to six. The Chief Minister's told the Extraordinary Tynwald today that fewer than 20 Manx people have been left stranded off the island following the lockdown announced this week. Howard Quayle says the Cabinet Office is in contact with those and all those affected is working to offer them support. He spoke during an extraordinary sitting of Tynwald this afternoon, convened to pass emergency legislation related to the coronavirus pandemic. The MLC, Bill Henderson, wanted to know more about the fate of those stranded and quizzed Mr. Quayle to that effect.
Can he give us a little more information, what he can, with regards to local residents stranded away? He's quite right. We've all been some of us have been contacted by them, least of all myself. People who are desperate, they don't know what to do, they don't know where to contact. The only thing they can find is contact the British Foreign Office with regards to assistance. I think we need to be able to do more. Gwrw Mawr eto Ectoren.
Chief Minister.
Thank you, Mr. President. And we are doing more. We are working with a number of people. At the moment, we believe there are less than 20 people who are affected to date. We are working with them. But if all honourable members have anyone that contacts them, then please contact my team in the Cabinet Office. And we will, of course, collate these measures. But I have time and time again said, get home. Now, some of the people who have not been able to get back to the Isle of Man, through no fault of their own, have been stranded. But equally, I've come across cases of people thinking, well, they can just rack up, stay in Spain for a while, and the second biggest infected jurisdiction in Europe, and then suddenly decide, oh, I want to come home now, when they've had ample time to get home. So my heart goes out to those genuine people who have not been able to get home. They do exist. But we're not dealing with big numbers, and the Cabinet Office are currently working to see what we can do to help those people whilst they have to stay off the island. But as our medics have clearly shown, it is in the interests of all people that we have closed our borders. It was a tough decision, honourable members, but I believe we have acted for the best interests of all the people on the Isle of Man.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham this afternoon, just after 2 o'clock. And of course, arrives on the Isle of Man about now. Actually, sitting below me in Douglas Harbour at the moment. And of course, off at 7:45 this evening. Arriving in Heysham about 11:30, spinning around. Of course, she'll be back with us later on. Steam Package Fastcraft Mananan's seasonal services to Liverpool, Dublin and Belfast will be reviewed in 3 weeks, not on now. So for services after the 16th of April, a review in 3 weeks' time. All the details at steam-packet.com.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
The island's police force wants to help the public to keep people safe. The message comes after 29 people are now confirmed to have COVID-19. Officers have so far arrested two people for breaking self-isolation rules. Inspector Gavin Callow spoke to Max Radio's Rhiann Evans.
The key message is we want the public to help us on this. It's such a massive issue. We hope everyone understands why it's important. So we want the public to engage and not go out and follow the guidance. If people are, you know, breaking the rules and people are reporting it to us, you know, we will look into that. But it's important that we our demand has increased massively. So we still need to do our routine police work. Unbelievably, we're still going to fights and we're still going to domestic incidents. We still need to do that. But the other stuff is still going on as well. So we need to chase people down who aren't self-isolating to keep the island safe. So, A, people need to stop doing it. People need to stop, you know, going out and about when they shouldn't. But if the public let us know of a genuine case, we will look into it. We are putting measures into place. There's talk of a one-stop sort of centre where all matters in relation to this situation can be handled with, you know, with the advice, also with an ability to report issues. At the moment, stuff is coming through our reception number, and we're getting swamped with, you know, a large amount of work from all over the place, really. So we need to reduce that. But obviously, at this time, people are reporting it to us based on information, which we understand. So if it's, you know, anecdotal, if it's rumour, you know, can take a little bit of time to look into it. So if we've got, you know, genuine, reliable reports, we'll look into them. But, you know, can people just be sort of realistic about what they're reporting?
Whilst you're having to enforce social distancing, how can you do that without officers potentially putting themselves at risk?
That's a difficult one. It's like any emergency service, any of the key workers, the health service, that sometimes you have to get hands-on with people. But, you know, by getting the buy-in of the public, by people listening to the message and doing what they're being told to do, it shouldn't come down to that. But sometimes, you know, we do have to deal with people who can be you know, obstructive, can be abusive. The person at Tesco's yesterday, they unfortunately had to be arrested due to their behaviour. So sometimes we can't help getting our hands on people and you know, bringing them into custody, for example. But it's the same in any of the other sort of health service, the emergency services. And in those circumstances, we have precautions and measures and personal protection equipment that we use.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
18 minutes to 6, and following the announcement of the new financial measures for coronavirus made on 23rd of March, the Department for Enterprise has introduced a new business inquiry form. All interested parties must complete the inquiry form as a first step for their eligible application. Anybody who skips this step could result in applying for a scheme you're not eligible for and have a negative impact. It hopes the new step will help the team process payments as quickly as possible whilst offering the relevant application forms, guidance and support. The department notes how acknowledging the urgency of financial support sought during this difficult time and its working hard to do that. You can find the form at the department's website via gov.im.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit wimax.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
The UK and European stocks closed lower as investors monitored the spread of coronavirus. The dollar edged higher as trillions of dollars worth of stimulus efforts by governments and central banks helped temper falls in global markets. Oil prices dropped as the market weighed the potential benefits of the stimulus efforts. Gold rose ahead of the weekend as economic damage expected from the coronavirus boosted bullion's safe haven appeal. In corporate news, shares of the cruise operator Carnival fell while doorstep lender Provident Financial slid after pulling forward its guidance and cancelling its dividend. House builders were under the cosh after several big names announced the closure of their sites. Redrow, the latest to confirm closures of its sites and offices. Retailer Next fell after saying it had shut its online warehousing and distribution operations overnight after staff expressed concerns about working during the lockdown. The online real estate agent Rightmove retreated as it cancelled its dividend and pulled full-year guidance due to uncertainties. In the markets at the close in London this Friday afternoon, the FTSE 100 was down 5.25% at 5,510. The DAX in Germany down 3.75% at 9,626. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index down 3.25% at 21,821. And the NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 3% at 7,561. The S&P 500 in Chicago down 3% at 2,550. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is now worth $1 23.7 cents and €1 11.8 cents. And in commodities, gold up very slightly, a tenth of a percent at $1,627 an ounce, and Brent crude down 9% at $24.55 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
It's been reported that a co-founder of PokerStars, Isai Scheinberg, has pleaded guilty to running a multi-million dollar unlawful internet gambling business. On gamblingnews.com, there's an article relating to the company, which still houses lots of its operational headquarters on King Edward Road in Onchan, under the name The Stars Group. Ed Oldham's with me. Ed, where's this come from?
The charges relate to a crackdown against online gambling websites that continued to target US-based clients after changes to the law in America in 2006. At that point, most operators decided to leave the market, but PokerStars, along with several others, continued to operate. However, the American Department of Justice took action against them and shut their sites down in April 2011.
And what were the repercussions at that point?
Well, extradition proceedings have been launched against a series of individuals who were indicted at the time, mostly the heads of the offending companies. There were 11 defendants, two from Full Tilt Poker and two from Absolute Poker, for example, plus two from PokerStars. Isai Scheinberg was one of those two, along with payments director Paul Tate, and Isai is the last individual of the 11 to face the courts. In January, it was reported he'd been released on bail after steering clear of American soil for two decades, before effectively handing himself in after travelling to the US from Switzerland and voluntarily to face the federal prosecutor's charges.
And it would appear he's pleaded guilty.
Yes, it's been reported he's pleaded guilty before US Magistrate Judge Sarah L. Cave and is now facing a maximum sentence of up to 5 years in prison. All 10 of the others have pleaded guilty and have been given a range of sentences from multi-million pound fines to jail time. Scheinberg appears to have admitted one count of operating an illegal gambling business, but all other charges have been dropped.
And have we heard anything from Mr. Scheinberg on this?
Well, apparently gamblingnews.com was contacted by a representative on behalf of Mr. Scheinberg, who had this to add. Mr. Scheinberg is pleased to put this matter behind him and that all charges other than violating the 1971 Gambling Act have been dropped. Notably, all PokerStars players were paid back immediately, and Mr. Scheinberg played an important role in ensuring that all of the players from other sites were repaid as well.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Going to be a nice weekend. Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend. The inshore coastal waters forecast as follows. Weather summary is dry and often cloudy. Sea temperature around the Isle of Man, 7 degrees Celsius. And for Saturday, the wind north-northeast 3 or 4, wave height 1 to 1.2 metres, wave period 3 to 4 seconds, high water at 1 o'clock. And on Sunday, the wind is north-northeast 4 or 5, wave height 1 to 1.2 metres, wave period 4 seconds, and high tide is at 1:30.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding-up service. Call 491918. Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Ed Oldham.
Fast am I. The current Manx football season has been declared null and void and all results have been expunged, the Isle of Man FA has today confirmed. This is in both the senior and junior competitions and has been done at the instruction of the English FA. Isle of Man FA President Tony Meppham tells me officials here have to adhere to what has been ordered.
They're our governing body, so we have to listen to everything they say. They've been working on this for quite a few days now, and we sort of had a rough idea that something was going to come out sooner than later. My personal view is, I just wonder if it's a little bit too early, but they've made their decision, and we have to adhere to that. And I know there'll be a lot of disappointed club members out there, supporters, volunteers, everything else connected with Manx football, but we've got to do what's right, Ed, and safety is paramount. And it's okay, people saying, well, you know, why don't you sit back and just wait and see? The way we look at it is that we have a duty of care to everyone that's involved in Manx football. and the Manx public, and we've taken on board what the English FA have said, and we're going to go along with it.
Tony Meppen there, the Isle of Man FA president. The full interview with him, including what this decision means for teams who've already won trophies this season, is available on this story on manxradio.com's sport page. And just quickly, further afield, some good news. A Dutch footballer has woken up after spending 2 years and 9 months in a coma. Ajax's Abdelhak Nouri sustained severe and permanent brain damage after collapsing during a pre-season friendly in July 2017. His family says he's now recovering in a house built specially for him and is doing well on his road to recovery.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
At the airport, the inbound flights tonight looking on time. That's Logan Air's 6:35 inbound from Liverpool, Logan Air's 7:05 inbound from Edinburgh, and BA's 8:30 inbound from Gatwick, looking no problems at the moment. The departures, such as they are, the Edinburgh 7:35 looking to be on time. And that's it for Ronald's Way tonight. On the roads, Bayview Road in Port St Mary's got two-way traffic signals for gas main repairs. Also in Port St Mary, the road's closed between Four Roads roundabout to the junction with the Beach Road Plantation Road for gas main repairs. Access is maintained for residents. Temporary 24-hour signals, Peel Road in Union Mills for sewer reconnect. Lovely sewer connection. And also there's one-way traffic scheme around Douglas, Lord Street in Douglas. And remember, Finch Road in Douglas, one-way system is reversed and it's on through till the 30th of August. We won't recognise it when it comes back, will we? Everything else you can find at manxradio.com for trains, planes, boats, buses, roadworks and Douglas Promenade.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Local authorities on the Isle of Man say they won't evict anyone who can't pay rent due to the coronavirus pandemic. Many are asking tenants facing financial difficulties to contact them as soon as possible. Douglas Council manages the island's largest social housing stock, around 2,300 homes. The leader, David Christian, says tenants who are struggling should say so at the earliest opportunity. He spoke to our local Democracy reporter Ewan Gorn.
People's health comes first, no matter what. That's uttermost in our minds. So anybody who can't pay, obviously the day will come when the rents need to be caught up with, but we'll deal with that at a later date. I'd say to people at this stage, if you have no other means of paying, either get a family member to pay or whatever, we don't want people worrying about it. Certainly ring the town hall, speak to a member of staff, tell them your position, but it's something we'll deal with at a later date.
Rate payments will be having to be made relatively shortly. People are having to pay rent. A lot of people may have lost their jobs due to what's going on. They may be having to claim some of these new benefits the government unveiled on Monday. They may not already be accessing them. There might be some bureaucracy to get through there. What sort of advice are you giving to people who might be seriously worried about whether they'll be able to pay the council, whether it be rates or rents? Because no doubt there will be people affected by what's going on.
Most certainly. And as you've said, in a week or so's time, the rates demands for the forthcoming financial year will be coming out. We're obliged to do that. We cannot continue to provide services if we don't have the rateable income coming in. So I'm afraid they are something that has to go out, and it's not going to be nice dropping through people's doors. But what I'd say, if anybody or anyone who finds themselves in difficulty, is to ring one of the finance numbers, speak to a member of staff, explain the situation so that we've got it logged. They'll talk you through various different ways that people can pay, installments or whatever. But at this current time, the last thing we want is people to be worrying about these things. So don't sit there and fester away. If there is a problem, either with your rent or when the rates demand comes out, pick up the phone, talk to somebody, get your concern registered so we fully know what the situation is.
So just to clarify, will there be a bit of leniency in these unprecedented times if it can be done?
If it can be done, it most certainly will. I mean, obviously, we always look, as any local authority does, between the rate demand going out and 30th of June, which is the period of time that people can get a discount, we always rely on a certain amount of money coming in that period to provide the services over that period. Obviously, if that money's not coming in, yes, we have some reserves. They are limited. I gave that warning in the previous budget. But obviously, we will do whatever we can to assist people. You know, we know how difficult this is. We're all going through exactly the same thing.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
A voice known to many people in the Isle of Man was back on Manx Radio from the Channel Islands today. Ashley Tracy joined me on the Man in Line live from Jersey. She does the breakfast show on BBC Radio Jersey to give us a sense of how COVID-19 is affecting one of our fellow Crown dependencies. And she said some people are unhappy with Jersey's Chief Minister.
I think people would have liked for him to have made some of the decisions that he's got to a bit sooner. And we here are not in this so-called lockdown. I think we're the only place that isn't in the British Isles, to be honest. So Guernsey and the rest of the Channel Islands, they, for the last couple of days, have been staying at home. Obviously, we all watched that address from Boris Johnson on the telly on Monday night. And so that's the situation in the UK. Here, if you're over 65, you're told to stay at home, please. Everyone other than that, if you don't have any underlying health issues, is just told to keep 2 metres away. So you've got those lines in the shops, you know, those 2 metre markers and that sort of thing. But it's almost life as normal, but not quite, if you understand what I mean. People are working from home, schools are off, that sort of thing. But we're not told as dramatically as, you know, in the UK and Guernsey to stay at home. Sunday night, last orders were called at the pubs, bars. But it's just today that the restaurants have been told you can't operate anymore. So now it's just essential shops only, really, your supermarkets, your corner shops, that sort of thing. Well, the Clipper, the Commodore Clipper, which comes in every night, which brings all the freight, that's coming in and out nightly. But all of the passenger sailings, they stopped on Tuesday. They did some sort of repatriation services from France, from the UK, over, you know, the sort of weekend. But yeah, as of Tuesday, that stopped. And in terms of flights, we've got pretty much one Gatwick flight in and out and one flight to Southampton. That one's really important because that's where people who are getting treatment off island, you know, in the Isle of Man, you go to Liverpool. In Jersey, it's Southampton. So that one's still going. And the mail plane arrives in the morning as well, which we all kind of cling on to because, you know, that's always been the case. It gets in at around 6 o'clock every morning. And there's something about the fact that it's still doing that, you know, that yeah. It's still the same.
Ashley Tracy reporting from Jersey. And that's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Let's say thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham, producer Ewan Gorn. Remember, updates available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. All the details at manxradio.com. And for a comprehensive range of Manx interviews and features, the largest store of Manx videos as well, go to manxradio.com. Subscribe to Manx Radio's YouTube channel, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Stay tuned to Manx Radio across the weekend. We will bring the media conferences live on the air and on Facebook. I'll be back Monday at 5:30. Have a good weekend.
WINT.
So, one.